So let's review. In the previous daf, Rav Eli taught in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi that if the 2,000 amos end in the middle of a city, he may not go further than that spot. If the 2,000 amos end past the city, we consider the entire city to be 4 amos. While Rav Eli considered this halacha to be divrei nevi'os, something with no logical explanation, Rava says, Tarvai tenina, this is not divrei nevi'os because the Mishnah later on this daf makes this exact point. The Mishnah says, Anshi ir gedayla, mahalchan is kol ir katana. People in a big city can walk through an entire neighboring small city, but the residents of a small city cannot walk through an entire neighboring large city. Presumably, because the 2,000 amos of the large city end past the small city, while the 2,000 amos of the small city end in the middle of the large city. Rav Idi, anchi tanya. Rav Idi's girsa in the Mishnah is that residents of each city can walk throughout the entire neighboring city, and we are not discussing measuring at all. Umukim la benaisen. The Mishnah speaks about a resident of one city who put his eruv in the neighboring city to teach that the entire neighboring city is now considered his residence and his tchum begins at the outer edges of that city. Rav Nachman says, in fact, both versions of the Mishnah are correct in their respective situations as explained. Amar Yosef Amar Rami Ba'aba Amar Rav Huna Ir Shei Sheves Al Svas HaNachal, a city that borders a deep ravine. Im Yesh Lefenah Daka Arba Moedidim La Misvas HaNachal. If there is a 4-amah wall to prevent people from falling off the cliff, we measure the tchum from the edge of the city, because it has the halacha of a city from which the tchum is always measured from the edge of town. Ve'imlav, ein moedin la el mepesach beiser. If there is no wall, we measure from the door of each person's house. It is not considered a city because a significant area cannot be used safely. They are considered yeshvi tzrifin, people who live in temporary huts where each house is a separate entity. Rav Yosef cites a brayso in support of his ruling. The Tanya, Rebbe allowed people from Geder, which was situated higher up on the mountain, to go down to the town of Chamsin, but did not allow the people of Chamsin to go up to Geder. Rav Yosef explains that the people of Geder must have built a fence at the lower edge of town to prevent people from falling. This allowed them to measure their tchum from the edge of their town for a reduced distance, putting all of Chamsin within their tchum. The people of Chamsin did not build the wall around it and had to measure the tchum from each house, which increased the distance. Therefore, Geder was out of the tchum for some of them, those living at the far end of town. However, the Gemara proceeds to give 3 other explanations, according to which this psak of Rebbe does not relate to the ruling of Rav Yosef. Rav Dimi explained that some of the people of Geder would get drunk on Shabbos and would terrorize visitors from Chamsin. However, when these people of Geder would visit Chamsin, they would behave themselves because they were not on their own turf. As the saying goes, Kalba b'loy masay shev shnin loy navach. Even a dog, when away from his home, does not bark for 7 years. Therefore, Rebbe allowed Geder to go to Chamsin, but did not allow Chamsin to go to Geder. Rebbe's psak had nothing to do with tchum, but with keeping the peace. Rav Safra, perhaps Rav Dimi bar Chinina, explains that Chamsin was shaped like a bow, whose ends were more than 4,000 amas apart. Therefore, the residents in the middle do not measure their tchum from the bowstring, but from the edge of the town at that point, increasing the distance to Geder. As a result, the tchum of Chamsin ended somewhere inside Geder, which would restrict the visitors from Chamsin to that point and no further. Geder's tchum measured from the edge of town went all the way through to the other end of Chamsin. Therefore, Rebbe's psak must be understood as follows. He allowed Geder to go through the entire Chamsin all the way to the far end, but he did not allow Chamsin to go to the far end of Geder, only to the point of the end of their tchum. Rav Dimi bar Chinina, or perhaps Rav Safra, explained that Geder was a large town, and Chamsin was a small town, so that the entire Chamsin was within the tchum of Geder, but Geder was not entirely in the tchum of Chamsin, which created the same situation as in the previous pshat. Zakta the Mishnah. Our printed girsa is that of the second version mentioned earlier on this amud. Anshi ir gedayla, mahalchan is kalir katana, v'anshi ir katana, mahalchan is kalir gedayla. Whether large or small, if members of one town place an eruv in another town, the Chacham hold that they take on the tchum of that second town, and that their tchum is measured from the edge of town, as it is for the residents of that town. Reb Kiva Omer, Ein loy ela mimak me ruve alpayim ama. Reb Kiva says that they only get 2,000 amas from the spot of their eruv, as if placed in a field. Reb Kiva holds that only one who is kohen shvisa in a town by his presence is like the residents, and that his tchum is measured from the edge of town. The Chacham agree that when placing an eruv in a cave, a person only gets 2,000 amas from the spot of the eruv. Bizman she'im ba diurin, when it is not inhabited. Al b'yesh ba diurin, but if it is inhabited, It is like the city, and the same machlekes would apply. According to the Chacham, he has an entire cave plus 2,000 amas, and according to Rabbi Kiva, he only has 2,000 amas from the spot of the Erev. Nimtza kal teicha migaba. According to the Chachamim, placing the Erev inside an inhabited cave, where he gets the entire cave, plus 2,000 amas from the mouth of the cave, results in a greater leniency than if he placed it on the ground above the cave, where he gets only 2,000 amas from the Erev. The Mishnah ends, Ulamaydid sha'amru nois nalpayim amo, sha'fila seif midasei kola bima'ara. At the end of the 2,000 amas, he is restricted to that spot, even in the middle of the cave, as in kolsa midasei b'chatzi ha'ir. The Gemara continues, according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, a desolate town has the same din as an uninhabited cave. Therefore, Shavas be'ir chareva, if he was kaina shvisa by his presence, he gets the whole town, and he measures his tchum from the edge of town. Haniach be'ir chareva, if he only places an erev in the desolate town, he can only measure from the erev. Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and holds that echad shavas ve'echad haniach. Whether he started Shabbos there or put an erev there, he can measure his tchum from the edge of town. According to Rabbi Elazar, when the Mishnah says ein bad diurin, it does not mean it has no inhabitants. Rather, in a ru'uya ladira, it cannot be inhabited. Therefore, he measures from the erev. However, this desolate town is inhabitable. Therefore, he can measure from the edge of town. The parak concludes by telling the story of Mar Yehuda instructing people of Mavrachta to put their erev as deep into a building in the neighboring city as possible, since they only get to walk 2,000 amas from their actual erev and not from the edge of the building. Rav strongly criticized the fact that Mar Yehuda seemed to follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva and said, Be'erevin less the chashal had Rabbi Kiva. Since we are always lenient by Erevin, nobody's concerned with the psak of Rabbi Kiva. Hanulach Ketzim Abrin, we have Baruch Hashem completed the fifth parak of Masechtas Erevin, and we'll begin the sixth parak, Hadar, on the following daf Be'ez Hashem.